That's swinging on the starry course between your fire and the afterglow. I don't believe in what the good book says. I close my eyes and they'll go open. Funny memories and a broken nose. Lots of baggage and mama's clothes. The strength that gypsy would throw in the priest. Everybody wants to be released in my boat. Time is gonna change us. So slow. Life will be outrageous. Lately it's all right. Down here with me, people let me hear my free time, the free. Maybe it's all. So funny after all we've been through. Ooh, it ain't so funny after all. That's the way all the story goes. A box of flowers decompose. And you and me, you know we don't talk much. It's hard to handle something you can't touch. And I know time is gonna change us.
Good evening. I'm Jesse Mallon. It's nice to be here tonight. We got my man Derek Cruz on the right and on the left. We're here with Chuck Crawford and Stephanie. It's the first night of this tour. This This is off my second record. The record was called The Heat. This is a song that has a connection to this part of the world. It's called Hotel Columbia. Stuff and people seem kind of friendly, you know. First night of the tour, sometimes when you come in from another place and you're jet lagged and you're walking around, you feel like you're in that David Bowie movie, The Man Who Fell to Earth or something. But I didn't get too many weird looks, so it was all right, you know. But then again, both my eyes are the same color last time. Anyway, we've been doing off a record called Glitter in the Gutter. This was a record I made in California. Actually, I made it in Los Angeles. So technically, it's my Hollywood record. It's a record I really like a lot, but it's kind of more on the poppier side. And I did try to move to Los Angeles when I was making this record. I actually lived there for about 6 months, but I'm a real New Yorker. If you can't tell, you'll find out later. But it was one of those things where the label was paying for everything, and it just seemed like, you know, New York was over. Then I realized the whole world is over. You just got to reinvent it. And so I moved out there, and I tried to kind of do my thing. And a lot of my friends that were on the East Coast of America that moved there, they kind of changed when they got there. They talked different. They didn't say my full name anymore. It wasn't Jesse. It was Jess. And it wasn't the studio. It was the stew. And I get these calls like, hey, Jess, I'll pick you up at the stew. Peace, Lake Red, bye. I didn't know what they were saying. They're abbreviating all these words. And I'm a big walker. Like I said, I walked around this town today, and I was looking for some stuff, you know, anything, a record shop. And when I walked in Los Angeles, they thought I was a male prostitute. Because nobody fucking walks. And that's how I write songs. I like to go out. It's something about that moving forward kind of motion. It's good for the brain. But the record we were doing was not going to be called Buns Up on Santa Monica Boulevard. Anyway, this is a song that was written during that time period, and it's kind of a fantasy about someone entering your life and they're going to change it. It's like the superhero Jesus person, lover, Supergirl. This is called Black Hair Girl.
Coming down on Monday, another work day, when I saw her the first time. She packed the nails on my window. She said, let's go, and we left them all behind. Here she comes down the street, mountain high and river deep. Baby, baby, come on before the summer is gone. Black hair girl, wanna go for a ride, just like Bonnie and Clyde around the world. I can never resist my little add-on kiss. Black hair girl. She's dancing wild and free, but she was a singer and a dreamer, but that's no mystery. Baby, baby, come on before the sun is gone. Black hair girl, wanna go for a ride, just like Bonnie and Clyde around the world. I can never resist my little red-on kiss. Black hair girl. Well, I tell her my secrets. She says I keep them with mine.
So, 2 nights ago, we just did Camden in London. We did a Joe Strummer Foundation charity show. and we all played together with a band, and it was kind of a nice night to see these people come out. We even had a mosh pit, just like tonight. And seeing some of these old Clash fans after the show that were telling me, I was there in the day. And, you know, they were still alive, so I was impressed. Chuck did a couple songs, we did one together, and my band backed up about 22 different singers, so by the end of the day, our back was a little sore, you know. But I don't do blue when I'm up here in these school auditoriums here. It's the public hall. Anyway, we're gonna play a new song, it's called When You're Young.
Sad looks only hope. Somebody got murdered. Wake up with your path some glory hope. Nobody ever left. Wake up with your bad dreams and leave them on the table. You're the last of a dying brain. In those strangers of the stream. It's another year and old. The lock and chain. Wake up and there's nobody near but old. The falling rain. Wake up, don't waste your life on things that don't get better. When you go through living hell, but you handle it all so well.
Sometimes you gotta show up in public, and it's really important, I think, to look people in the eyes, and I still like going to concerts, and I still like going to record stores, and occasionally I still even like having sex with a live human being. So thank you for coming out live tonight. This is called Outsiders.
down off the streets. Tell your fortunes to the thieves from the wastelands of the world.
The idea of sticking something in my nose, I'm like Woody Allen, I'm like, my nasal cavity? It's just the idea of like alcohol is a poison, but you know what's in it, what's gonna happen. But buying some stuff from some guy in an alley that's like, you know, I picture like people with sores on their feet, like moshing on coca leaves or something, and then throwing some rat poison in some Ajax Drano and have a nice sniff. But you know, I got into it for the music, and then we found out that they give us free drinks backstage and other offerings, and of course some people become a little bit beat up by it, so you gotta stick to the guitar, it won't let you down. But on that note, there are people that still indulge and they connect with God. The other day I reached out to Shane McGowan through his management, you know, the singer of the Pogues, and I asked if he would sing at our Joe Strummer thing, because he's a fan and he was a friend. And I got an email back, Shane would love to do it. I was like, wow. But he has to meet the Pope today. It's the exact day that we're doing the benefit. So, you know, if you live long enough, you meet the Pope, you know, whatever. And I do tell you, I am a fan at base of this whole thing. At heart, I'm a fan. So I got into the Pogues because they were aggressive and they had acoustic guitars and it was like punk, folk, Irish music and it had a street romantic thing. And I was such a fan that I put his name in one of my songs on the Heat record. I had a song called Mona Lisa, and I wrote this little fast line, like a shout out. Hanging with the local talent, drinking like you're Shane McGowan. I didn't know that would be the first single in the UK for that record, but it was. And I'm playing in London in the middle of a show, And my stage manager walks out on stage with one of those big black flashlights, those mag lights that looks like a horse's penis. And he says, Shane McGowan is here. All right. I turn to my left, Shane is on the stage. And he's drinking bourbon out of a Pringles can. So he's right on my stage, and I don't know what he wants to do. Obviously, he wants to sing, but he goes, rah, 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 rah. I said, hi. So I asked him what he wanted to do, and at that time, our repertoire had two covers. I figured he didn't know any Jesse Malin songs, but who knew? So I said, we got Neil Young, Helpless. He gave me a look. And then I said, we got this song called Oliver's Army by Elvis Costello. And he said, rah, 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 rah. Yes. And we proceeded to do it. Anyway, this is by the Pogues and Chain.
If I should fall from the gray sky, well, you know Dr. Cam would lead me. There ain't neither sand, but the angels will receive me. Let me go, boys, let me go, boys. Let me go down to the mud where the rivers are dry. That was the way his eyes was applied of our fathers. Belongs to us now. Too many of the others, let me go, boys, let me go, boys, let me go down the mud with the river song and try, let's go. Very weird scene when all the ghosts can haunt me like a cloud of waves. With the angels sleep upon me, coming up threes. Boys, coming up threes. Boys, let me go down in the mud with the river song and try, let's go, yeah.
Say in those English magazines when they think the Stones came out with a really great new record. Back to form. Oh, yeah, sure. Keep wishing. I heard they're good live, though. I don't know. Some of those bands, I think there's a guy in the States, Billy Joel. He sells out like every night at Madison Square Garden in New York, but he won't put out a new record because he knows, you know. You don't want to say back to form and you really suck, you know. And you have those people that tell you, this is smart in those interviews. When I was a kid, I was into this band Kiss. And this guy, Gene Simmons, with his big tongue, every record would come out, he'd say, it's our best record since Destroyer. That went over big in London here, and where were we? Harpenden. How do you pronounce this town? Where are we? Harpenden. All right. It's great to be here in Harpenden. I need a sign like they have in Spinal Tap. But writing songs start in this kind of primitive form, and sometimes when they ask you in interviews, you know, Jesse, like, what's your process? Like, how do you write? And I told you guys, you know, I like to walk around and get ideas, and I scream into my phone sometimes, and I record it. But it's a very personal thing. So when they ask me, what's your process? I always tell them, it's like masturbating. You gotta find a moment when there's nobody around. Maybe it's in a dressing room, in a van, in a bathroom, in a hotel. And you get it to a nice place. And then you bring it out on stage and you say, hey, check it out. Anyway, here's one off the record called New York Before the War. It's called The Year That I Was Born.
Favorite film opened up the year that I was born. I didn't know what to say to you, but I knew we'd get along. Get on, get on, get on. They say it's all about the chase. Get on, get on, get on. Some things you just can't escape. You down, but I think I might smoke too soon. I never said I could be friends with anybody alone. Get on, get on, get on. See the lines on my face. Come on, come on, come on. You know the night is getting late. If you don't know how I live, we're living hard with the elements, and we're trying to make it last. Your parents worked and they bled a lot. They never really took a chance. I don't even care, oh yeah. my subway.
Come on, Derek. Meet me at Angelica's.
Let's give it up one more time for my man Derek Peterson, the crowd, Jim Allen. If you just got here from the party also, the club, I'm Jesse Allen. I'm from America, that place where we have that wonderful president that's really fucking embarrassing. But it's proof that you can still love your country and hate your fucking government, which is the case right now. We're pretty embarrassed. I used to come over here when Bush was president, and he was searching for those weapons of mass destruction. Did he ever find those out? And I used to tell people I was from Canada because I was embarrassed. But after Trump got elected, for a while I went on tour telling people I was from Mars, because that's how I felt. We're going to do one last song off a record called Love Into Life. I think Derek's going to jump over to the Ivories here. And, it's been nice hanging out with you guys. If you guys are around between sets, I'll be out in the lobby saying hello. I don't do any drugs, but I will say hi, sign a few records, and have a beer with you. Tell you a dirty joke if you want. Just a little bit of blue, you know. Not on the microphone in the school auditorium with SpongeBob and Captain Underpants and all these people. About this last song that we're going to do. I guess being part of the rock and roll community, whatever that means to you, I think rock and roll is like a big umbrella. I think, you know, somebody once said there's only two kinds of music in the world, good and bad. I don't know where I fall, but somewhere in there, if you're into music or art, or I always felt that we were people that were a little bit outside of society. And going around the world playing guitar with a group, it really feels... there's something liberating about it. You realize what a small planet we're on, and you realize that we're all connected. You know, whatever your favorite football team is, your religion, your wars that people fight, you cut us all open, we bleed the same color, and fortunately and unfortunately, we're all alive right now at this time, 2018. So deal with that and make the best out of it, because life is fucking attitude, man. And you gotta keep the PMA, that positive attitude. This song is about global unity. It goes out to all you doctors without borders. This is called All the Way from Moscow.
Organize the distance, but I won't be home for Christmas. Once in my life. went to the desert land.